This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Me too. Dr. Sheely, I've got a copy of your book. I was able to find it. It's over 31 years old, or 30 years old. It's 90 Days to Self-Health. 90 Days to Self, H-E-A-L-T-H, by Dr. Norman Sheely. I've got your third printing of this, and it was 1980 is when it was printed. Fabulous book. I hope we'll have a chance to talk a little bit about that during the broadcast. Do you have anything that you would like to share before we get started?
I'm open. Open line.
Okay.
Monday.
Okay. Oh, how's your radio show going, by the way?
Well, it's going well on Wednesday afternoon now at 4 p.m. on KICK.
Okay. KICK, that's out of Springfield, Mo. Springfield, Missouri, AM 1340. And that's a great little radio station. It really
is.
And when I say
very
little.
Nice place. A lot more friendly.
Yeah, and what I meant by it's a great little radio station, it's 1,000 watts. And there are 1,000-watt stations throughout the United States. And their job, as defined by the Federal Communications Commission, is to broadcast local. What's happening locally? And that is their mission. So KICK is one of those AM 1340 stations. And they do a fabulous job about what's happening in the area. And Sonny Skidmore's station, KLID, is an AM 1340 as well in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So even though they're on the same frequency, the distance that separates them prevents the signals from, you know, clobbering each other. And it's a great way to go. So class, if you are interested in what's happening locally in your area, your neck of the woods, regardless of what state you're in, you might want to try tuning to AM 1340. There's a station that will probably reach you no matter where you are, and it will be local. So, and that's, and you know, they don't have these are smaller stations, and they don't have the large staff where people get lost. Their focus is local. So that's why I said it's a great little radio station. And I'll bet you find it really comfortable there. I mean, you probably met everybody, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, very friendly.
Oh. Yep. And that's where Vin Finelli got his start. On KICK, AM 1340 in Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Sheely, there's an email that I got from one of our instructors, Kathy in Ohio. And Kathy teaches us about home economics. She is our domestic engineering instructor. And she sent me an email that says, Vincent, and this was over the weekend, Vincent, I believe my dog has a UTI. Urinary tract infection. She has been leaking urine. I'll try to call my vet tomorrow, but I wondered if you or Dr. Sheely may have any help for me. She's been leaking some last Sunday and a little on Monday. She seems to be better, but the leaking is a small amount of urine. She's eating and playing. I increased her fluids. I added Greek yogurt and gave her some apple cider vinegar for about 4 days. I was just wondering about home remedies, and she'd like to avoid antibiotics if possible.
Well, I assume that urinary tract infections in dogs are similar in some extent in those in people. That means they're usually E. coli, and the treatment of choice of that would be D-mannose, M-A-N-N-O-S-E, powder. If it's a powder of 1 teaspoon a day, ally likes the mannose better than it likes your bladder, and theoretically, about 95% of all urinary tract infections in people, at least, are helped adequately by D-mannose rather than antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. And we've discussed D-mannose, and let me spell it one more time for you, class. Dr. Shuey spelled it, but it's the letter D hyphen M-A-N-N-O-S-E. D hyphen M-A-N-N-O-S-E. And I thought that for our preparedness medicine cabinet, that we should have D-mannose on hand, so that if someone does get a urinary tract infection, we'll have it ready to go rather than try to find it at a store or get it on the internet. And it's very inexpensive. It's, I don't remember exactly what the price was, but less than $20 for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that,
by the way, yes, if you're ordering it online, get it in a bottle, not in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it in the bag, it gets clumpy. But if, mm-hmm, you get in a bottle, it's much easier to take a teaspoon, that kind of thing.
And how?
Now,
okay, please continue.
My favorite company is NOW.
Yeah, now NOW as the provider, and that is that's the brand name, if you will, of the manufacturer of D-mannose. So I'm looking at D-mannose right now, and $13.49 for 500 milligram veggie capsules. You can buy it for $17.47 also in bottles. And the one that I have is blue in color, so obviously they want to protect it from light damaging it. So, Dr. Shuley, do you think that that's something that we should have on hand at the ready, D-mannose?
Does
that make sense, or is that a waste?
Take that as the first sign of burning, you know, irritation that feels as if you're getting an infection in the bladder.
Okay. So the symptoms of a urinary tract infections are burning while urinating?
Yeah, burning and urgency.
Okay. And what would the course of taking D-mannose be? How many days?
At least a week.
Okay. All right. So one teaspoon of the powder?
Right.
Okay. Now, the bottle that I have says 1,500 milligrams. There's 180 capsules in here, and it's 1,500 milligrams. Do you think that's about the right dosage once a day?
Right.
Okay. So there you have it, class. Now, the course is for 1 week, and 150 milligrams or a teaspoon if you have a powder. And do you take it with water, or what do you take it with?
Water. It has no flavor.
And what about those who eat sugar? Should they avoid eating anything that is...
People who eat sugar should stop eating. Sugar is not a food. It is the most unnatural product in the world.
Yeah, and the reason I'm asking, if a person has a urinary tract infection, will consuming sugar prevent D-mannose from working properly?
Well, it will make it much harder because the bacteria love sugar. Viruses, mm-hmm, love sugar.
Okay.
Everything loves sugar except your mind and body.
That was one of my questions about sugar. Now, we know that opioids are addictive. We know that tobacco is addictive. We know that there are lots of things that MSG, you know, makes you want to eat more. Whatever MSG is applied to or sprinkled on or laced into, we want to have more of it because it sets our taste buds into a frenzy. So we want more of whatever the MSG is in or on. Well, what about sugar? Is sugar addictive?
Yes, Because
it seems like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, okay, and if it's that addictive, should it be labeled as a drug?
Personally, I think it should be labeled as a poison.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a food.
And for some people, it's almost impossible for them to walk away from sugar and bread. I wonder if, well, bread has sugar in it, right? A lot of bread has sugar in it.
Right.
So, did we evolve to this point or devolve to this point where we think that sweet things are good for us, things that have colors are good for us? Because the manufacturers, and I was thinking about this over the weekend, the guys that make taffy, yeah, there's a lot of sugar in taffy. Saltwater taffy is what I'm talking about. But there's the red stripes, and there's the pink taffy, and the yellow taffy, and then the brown taffy, and then there's black taffy, and the green, blue. It's all colors, and those are added to the taffy. So we have, somebody has figured out that we should add this additional product for eye appeal. And someone has figured out that by adding sugar to lots of extruded foods, it will have more taste appeal. Have we devolved to the point where we think that that's normal and that we, our body keeps saying, and go down to the snack aisle, that's where we need to be? And,
well,
and our
I wouldn't call that evolution. I would call it devolution.
Yeah, so, that's what I mean, devolution.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is, it is very easy to become addicted to things if they give us something that we like. Alcohol, for instance, mm-hmm. some people is very addicting because they like the detachment, the who cares attitude that alcohol allows them to have. It gets rid of their mm-hmm. anxiety. However, it is not a good drug. It's okay as a libation. It is not okay as a drug.
Can you define libation for our class, Dr. Shuley?
A libation is anything that is a pleasant drink. You know, it mm-hmm. it can be a glass of water. It can be a glass of orange juice or apple juice. And, of course, the different strokes for different folks. Taste buds have different desires. Some people have a very strong desire for one particular flavor of beer, for instance. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. But when you get to needing more than one a day, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. We've got Amit in Massachusetts. Welcome, Amit.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Dr. Shuley.
Yes.
I have a question for Dr. Shuley for generally prostate health, in the sense that what can we do so that it doesn't get enlarged as it often happens? And for general prostate health, if anyone... Oh, I should say, if anything he can recommend?
Well, there are a number of things that can help. Salt palmetto is the top of the list. Salt palmetto is 240 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day. IGM, 50 milligrams a day. And if that doesn't work, you also need to think about 20 milligrams a day. Now, the average urologist offers something called a TUR, transurethral prostatectomy. To me, it is the most barbarian operation still on the horizon.
Please hold.
Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doctor. And, Amit in Massachusetts has been asking about enlarged prostate and what we can do to for men to try to minimize that and avoid it from happening.
Yes.
If that doesn't work,
yep.
Look extremely carefully to find a real urologist who does green laser. Green laser is a billion times better and safer and quicker than a TUR.
Oh. Dr. Shilley, can you explain what a TURP is for
It's a corkscrew. It's like a corkscrew going through the prostate. I mean, cutting it out is just an unbelievable barbarian procedure, in my opinion. I've thought that since I was in medical school.
What you're talking about is like taking a drill bit, right, and drilling a hole.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Into the prostate, and that's because the prostate in men becomes enlarged, and when that happens, the flow of urine is reduced to the point where it's very difficult to urinate, correct?
Right.
Okay. And so saw palmetto, what does that do? Is that reverse?
It helps to shrink the prostate. It actually helps to shrink it.
Okay. And I wrote down your recommendation for taking saw palmetto. I wrote the 2 to 3 times a day part down, but I didn't get the part with the dosage.
240 milligrams.
240 milligrams per day. I'm sorry, 240 milligrams 3 times a day. Okay.
Right.
And you also recommended zinc, 20 milligrams of zinc. And how often is that?
One per day.
1 time.
And pygeum, P-Y-G-E-U-M. 50 milligrams a day.
PYG?
EUM.
EUM, 50 milligrams per day. And that's once a day, right?
Exactly.
And what does that do, Dr. Shuley?
Well, again, it works in cohort with the, you know, these are additive things. You get a little bit more benefit for each one that you add in shrinking the prostate. It really actually helps to shrink the size of it.
Okay. Amit, back to you.
Yes, Dr. Shuley, what can we do to sort of forestall or as a preventive measure that we avoid that going too large? And my second question of curiosity is about the surgery. I have read that in earlier days, maybe the belly was open and the entire prostate was taken out, and that ran a risk of some nerve getting damaged that caused no more erections. But are you also saying that even with this drill being sent through the urinary tract and say taking, if I can use that term, tomato ketchup out, is that still such a barbarous procedure?
Well, I mean, the TUR is the one I consider barbarian. Now, there's a surgical procedure where you actually just take out the whole prostate. That is okay. Less. That is a bigger operation, but certainly is a more normal, if you will, to me, way of doing it. But my strongest preference is always green laser if you can.
Okay.
Amit, why don't we have Dr. Shuley share with us what the green laser procedure is? How does that work, Dr. Shuley?
Well, they put you to sleep, generally, and they put a catheter-type thing into the bladder, and then it right through. It must have some kind of, must be a sort of a stiff plastic thing or metal. And then the green laser actually vaporizes the prostate. Instead of cutting it out, it turns it into vapor, and it's just sucked right out. And they leave a catheter in usually overnight, and that's the end of it. And I personally had one done 8.5 years ago. I had to go 3 hours out of town to get it because none of the urologists at Springfield do it. But it was worth it because I went in at 7 o'clock in the morning, and at noon I drove home 3 hours.
Amit, can you stay with us? I've got some more questions, and I'm sure you do, because this is something that will impact about half of us, the men.
That's
minimum.
I'll hold.
Yeah. And my understanding is that if you live long enough, you're going to experience this. So here we go. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania has certified its election results, but 64 state Republicans have signed a letter Friday urging Congress to not commit to the state's 20 electoral votes for Democrat Joe Biden. Senator Pat Toomey, a frequent critic of President Trump, vowed he will not be objecting to Pennsylvania's slate of electors. Democrat State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta called the Republican signatories hostages of their own misinformation campaign. Some legal scholars are siding with Trump campaign, saying the legislature was unlawfully overwritten on election law by Democrat leaders and their friends in the state courts. With mounting voter fraud evidence, the sworn testimony from poll workers, the video from inside State Farm Arena in Georgia in the middle of the night, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says Georgia has a responsibility.
That the founding fathers gave to our legislatures. They're the ones who are supposed to select the president, not the governors, not the board of elections. They're the ones who have the constitutional obligation to decide on the electors. So in Georgia, they're going to do that.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Costco is changing the way they do in-store business. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the new information.
Costco will extend its senior shopping hours until further notice now due to the recent uptick in COVID cases, according to the retailer's website. Customers eligible for the special operating hours include those who are 60 or older and those with disabilities or who are immunocompromised. Guests will not be admitted. Costco's designated senior shopping hour is from 9 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, with exceptions at some locations. Priority access will also temporarily be given to healthcare workers and first responders who must present a Costco membership card and official ID of their role to be allowed to move to the front of any line to enter the warehouse. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Unlike its stores, Costco.com is open to anyone and everyone with a debit or credit card. If Joe Biden becomes president, transgender people will find their pursuit of happiness easier to access. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed Joe Biden's plan to order schools to let biological male athletes play on girls-only teams and use their locker rooms. The Biden-Harris campaign site states, on the first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump-Pence administration, which will restore transgender students' access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and Mitt's with us in Massachusetts. My understanding, Dr. Shealy, is that if men live long enough, they will have an enlarged prostate. It's like guaranteed. Is that right?
Almost definitely. I would say darn close to 90+%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the things that Amit is talking about, prevention, what do we do?
Well,
yeah, if I could joke apart from the technique of Mickey Mantle, that is dying sooner, anything else we can do to forestall that or avoid that, that's all.
I believe what Amit is mentioning is that as Mickey Mantle, New York Yankees baseball player, aged, he said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Well, that's true. And And in general, men should start taking salt palmetto and pygium and zinc not later than age 50.
And, Dr. Shuley, is that in any multiple vitamins? I mean, if someone takes a multiple vitamin...
No, you have to take them separately.
Okay. Back to you, Amit.
Yes, sir. I missed the dosage of IgM. Vincent, you noted down. What was the number Dr. Shuley said about for IgM? The third one?
50 milligrams once a day.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah, that's all. I got the idea that...
Amit, are you finding that this is something that is becoming talked about among your associates, friends, peers, etc.?
No. I think people are living, as I say, merrily ever after. So mm-hmm. I think they are living blindly, and your term of GDP is very apt. So that's mm-hmm. in many spheres of our lives, so to speak. So mm-hmm. I think people are not worried about that.
Let me be a little bit graphic here. In the good old days, when I used to go to Sam's Club, they have a men's room and a woman's restroom, and they have urinals hanging on the wall. And one of a couple things is happening. Either there's a contest when the guys try to see how far their stream will go between, several feet away from the urinal and the urinal, or they are in a hurry to get to the urinal and they are leaking on the way to it, or they can't shut off the flow. But whatever the case may be, or whatever the reason is, there's pee on the floor. And it's, within, I would say, a foot away from the urinal. So if you can't pull up to a urinal with your feet pretty far apart, you're going to be standing in pee. Dr. Shuley, is that symptomatic of, well, it could be carelessness, too. Is that indicative of a urinary problem like an enlarged prostate? Do you think that could be what some of this is?
I don't know. I personally consider it carelessness. But obviously, if one has great urgency and can't make it once you get it open, maybe that's one of the reasons. I haven't actually ever done a survey of men to find out.
So you can turn to your left or right and say, so what's the big deal? I mean, were you in a hurry? Amit, have you seen the evidence of what I'm talking about as well?
Yes, actually, I have even seen a small sign, say an obscure restroom, about some snide remark on those who cannot aim properly. So, like separating men from boys, so on and so forth. So you are right that there is failure or carelessness in aiming and keeping the floor clean. I've heard that this pasteurized and homogenized dairy is also a suspect in early or eventual prostate growth, but that may be a difficult topic to handle. It's just hearsay, so nothing medical I've heard, but I've heard that dairy is also not good for prostate health. That's all at this time.
Dr. Shuley, your comments about dairy and enlarged prostate.
About what? Amit
was asking, is there a link between dairy products and an enlarged prostate?
Not in general. Now, there are people who have allergies to milk products of all kinds, but I don't think it's the common one. I don't think it's the cause of benign prostatic hypertrophy or the cause of urinary urgency in most people.
Thank you,
Dr. Shuley, what is the first symptom of an enlarged prostate?
I suppose the first is urgency and having to go more often than you're accustomed to. In other words, the bladder becomes doesn't hold as much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and why does the bladder not hold as much? Is the prostate enlarging and impinging on the
pushing,
space?
It's
that
actually
the...
pushing right up into the bladder. It's actually the bulge of the enlarged prostate goes right into where the bladder was, and it just keeps it from filling. In other words, the normal bladder, you know, can hold, well, up to 6 or 8 ounces of fluid, but it can get to the point where you can't hold more than 100 or less.
When you say 100, you mean 100 cc's?
Yes.
Or ml, 100 milliliters?
I'm sorry, yeah, 3 ounces mostly.
Okay, so, all right. So for a mid, and those who are wondering, do they have an enlarged prostate, is one way of figuring this out to use a measuring cup and urinate, this would be guys, into a measuring cup. You know, when you feel like I really got to go, urinate into that measuring cup, and based on the volume, will that, is there a way that we could say,
well, if you can't urinate 8 ounces, you're beginning to have trouble.
Okay.
I see.
So, guys, get that measuring cup out.
that's a very helpful recommendation, because all I've heard otherwise that in order to get an large prostate diagnosed, one has to go to a physician's office, and I think they have to put the finger in the anus and palpitate it and then find out if it is large or good enough,
yes,
or something like
that. That is the easy way to make the diagnosis. And also, when you do a rectal exam to examine the prostate, the hardness of it, if it feels like a stone, that's a worry about cancer.
I see. Got that. Thank you, Vincent, and thank you, Dr. Sheely.
Well, Ned, it's our pleasure. Thank you. Do you have any other questions about health that you'd like to ask? Because this was very important.
That's all at this time. I think Dr. Sheely has already given us enough hints to keep our hands full if we are disciplined enough to work on them.
I have one other question that I would like to ask, and if you wouldn't mind staying with us just for the answer from Dr. Sheely. This was something that I wanted to ask in general. So, Dr. Sheely, has there been a study or is there any information regarding clusters of prostate enlargement? Meaning, are there certain areas of the country, or are there certain groups of people, or are there certain conditions that that would cause the enlarging of the prostate?
There may be, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay. The reason I ask that is when I lived in Virginia, people would have kidney stones. And they linked that to drinking orange soda. And there seemed to be some kind of a correlation.
Now that one I can understand. Interestingly, if you take a lot of vitamin C, and do not take B complex, a B6 with it, that can cause kidney stones. In other words, anytime you go above 100 milligrams of vitamin C, and of course I recommend 2,000 milligrams, you must have at least 50 milligrams of vitamin B6, or it can lead to kidney stones.
Okay. So I take a lot of vitamin C, specifically yours, which is called Youth Formula. It's 2,000 milligrams, so I'm taking 2 grams of vitamin C each time. And before I started the broadcast, I took 4 grams. I mean, I took 2,000 milligram capsules of vitamin C before the broadcast. So I need to take 50 milligrams of B6.
Well, you get that in my essentials.
Okay, and I take right next to the Youth Formula is the essential. So do I just take one?
I would take 2 of those when you're taking that much.
Okay. Okay. Well, I take even more than that. I probably take between 4 and 6 of your Youth Formula spread out throughout the day. So
yeah, that's fine.
And so I'm okay with 2 essentials.
Yes.
Okay, class. What we're talking about is Dr. Shealy has two products that I really like. And I have an interesting story to tell you about that. And so I take it multiple times a day. So one of the products is called Youth Formula. It's Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula. It's 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus 1,000 milligrams of MSM plus beta-glucan, 3 milligrams. So that's in one capsule. So I take that multiple times per day, between 4 and 8 of those a day. And then I take his Dr. Shealy's Essentials, which is his multiple vitamin. And the story that I wanted to share with you about that was our son was coming to town, and we were running low on your supplements. And when I say low, if I've got less than a month's supply, you know, it bothers me. So I asked our son who was going to town if he could stop off to your office and buy some Youth Formula and Essentials. And he said, sure. And so we called and said that we're coming by. Could they have could they have it in a bag for us and take the credit card, etc.? And they said they'd be glad to bring it right out to the front door. Well, what happened was our son was bringing eggs from our farm to your office. And he was bringing the eggs, and one of the gals said, could you add another one for me? Sure, no problem. And then another gal came around the corner and said, can you make that two more? And then another gal came around and said, can you make that three? So, I don't know if you knew that story, Dr. Shealy, but
I do not know that story.
obviously, the staff at Dr. Shealy's office in Springfield, Missouri, really like farm fresh brown eggs, and they realize the difference. So, very good. Amit, anything else you want to ask?
That's all, Vince, at this time. Thank you.
Amit, thank you. Thank you so much for such a wonderful subject to share with our class. Thank you again. Kathy, you're up next.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's not over.
Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Hey, really well. I'm sorry I missed your call last night, but we can talk this evening. But
sure.
Please continue. I'm sure you've got a question for Dr. Shealy.
Yes, I do. Dr. Shealy, I don't know if this is something that you could give me help on or not. I have a 8-year-old black lab, and four or five days ago, she had like a little puddle of urine when she got up. And then the next day it was quite a bit less. And I thought it was clearing up. And I noticed it was starting a little bit more last night, where I saw an increase again. She's never had any problems like that before. A couple things I'm wondering that possibly could have contributed it, unless she's got like a UTI. But I am going to take a urine sample over to the vet in a little bit and have him check it just to make sure if that's what it is. I had made her some food right after Thanksgiving, and I made her like turkey soup, which I cooked the carcass and I strained off as much fat as I could. But I'm wondering if the increase in the fat would have any part of the dietary thing, but I haven't given her that since for probably about a week now.
Yeah, I don't think that the fat would interfere with the urine. I would think that'd be more a bowel problem, but I'm not a vet, so not an expert in that field. I've never had that problem with many dogs that I've had all my life, but it apparently is not uncommon. And I unfortunately think it does need a vet's opinion.
Yeah, I'm gonna take her over. I did a little research, and I've been giving her a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in her food, and I've increased her fluid so that hopefully she can flush it out if it is a UTI. And I've read a little bit about other things that you can add. Like I've got some Greek yogurt that's got the lactobacillus in it and a couple other products. But I just wanted maybe you or Vince, with you guys having dogs like I've had my whole life, if you had any advice for me.
Well, Kathy, I read your email at the beginning of the broadcast this hour to Dr. Shealy, and he mentioned D-mannose, and he mentioned it may or may not work, I believe, if I remember correctly. Dr. Shealy, would you like to review that point with her, D-mannose?
Well, yeah, if it's a urinary infection, it may work in dogs. It works remarkably well in about 95% of people. D-mannose, now I have no idea how much you give a dog, but a teaspoon of the powder would probably be just as good for a dog. But that's what a person takes, and it will actually treat about 95% of urinary tract infections without antibiotics.
Yeah, I would like to stay away from that if I could. I guess my question is, let's say it is a UTI, and I believe they typically give them Bactrim. But if I could try this first, would you think that would be a safe way to go?
Well, it certainly can't hurt. And if it doesn't work within a couple of days, then I would still go to the vet.
Okay. And do the antibiotics if this doesn't work, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Dr. Shealy, I have a question for you regarding urinary tract infections. Is there a do-it-yourself kind of a test that that we can do?
You can actually get urinary test strips that will tell you. You can buy them at a pharmacy that can tell you. You just dip it into the urine and find out if there's an infection.
That sounds great.
I mean, there are certainly urinary test strips that will give you the answer.
And do you think that would work for Kathy? Could she just do that?
We're talking about for a dog.
Yeah.
It could work for Kathy or her dog, yes.
Oh, jeez. Kathy, I did not do that. Dr. Shealy did that.
I know. That's funny. Are those the same test strips that you use, like, for pH? Like, if you're testing your pH, is that the same thing?
It's a different one for pH. It's quite different. It's, there's test strips for sugar, this test for protein, and there's actually one that will actually measure for infection.
Kathy,
I found it on the internet. Hold on.
Kathy, can you stay with us through the break?
A couple minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I found some information. I think Dr. Shealy did as well. We'll be right back. Great question, Kathy. Great question. We'll be right back, class.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.